All right, howdy. Now, I'm going to be a little bit meaner than them, so please don't violate my rights. Normally, I wouldn't come to a city council meeting. I'm one of the county's pains in the ass. Historically, I stay out of the city, and the city stays out of my business. It was a pretty decent arrangement. But then y'all sent me one of these tickets from one of your AI red light cameras you have deemed as necessary infrastructure in your city. Thing about this is I was in Seminole, Alabama at the time I allegedly ran this red light downtown. How can I be in two places at once, you ask? Don't worry, I asked myself that too. Outside of Scotty beaming me up 30 miles in an instant, the only logical conclusion is I wasn't there.
So this is Jacob Rockwell. He spoke, at this point, I would say internet famously, at the Pensacola City Council meeting about these terrible red light cameras and, you know, how AI and surveillance and the Chinese. The premise of his presentation was, I was in Alabama while you're telling me I was running a red light in Pensacola. And I think, you know, former city councilwoman Ann Hill, who's running for mayor against D.C., she and her daughter, Teresa, they had posted this on her page. And I think it got like 10 million views. I mean, it's insane. It got picked up by Not the Bee, the Babylon Bee's actual site, you know, and some other places have noticed this around the area. But like any good piece of storytelling, it might be that there are other facts that need to be brought out. So here we have Mike Wood. He is the Pensacola Police Department's public information officer, who was also quoted in the in that Not the Bee article, by the way. Mike Wood, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning.
You didn't know that you were an agent of Chinese surveillance and spy state, did you?
I do now. Thank you. Appreciate okay. that.
So, Jacob Rockwell says, how can you give me a ticket? I wasn't even in Pensacola. What do we know?
Well, if you're going to tell a story and try to get attention and get your 15 minutes in the limelight, you need to tell the truth because it can come back and bite you. And that's what happened here. So, this individual, what he failed to tell everyone was that he loaned his car to a friend, and the friend did, in fact, run the light. And the offense actually did happen. And this happens often. And when we find out if they fill out the affidavit on who was driving that vehicle, then the citation gets sent to them. Now, this is similar to who gets a parking ticket if a vehicle is parked in front of a fire hydrant or any other parking violation. The issuer of the citation did not see who parked the car, but the citation was made out to the registered owner. And according to Florida State Statute 316.0083, which is the Mark Wendell Traffic Safety Act that was enacted in 2010 after Mr. Wendell was involved in a fatal red light crash in Sarasota, the act says the registered owner of the vehicle, as the registered owner of the vehicle, you are deemed responsible for the violation and the payment unless they submit the affidavit identifying the actual driver.
So the law says that you're responsible for the misuse of your car if you loan it to somebody else. And it wasn't that he wasn't in Pensacola, which might be true, but the implication that nor was his car is false. The car itself was. I've seen the video. Channel 3 did a pretty good report on this as well. And the car did run the red light. The question then is, when you get the ticket as the owner, what do? And right there on the citation, it's got a place for you to say, I wasn't driving it, here's who was, right?
That's all you have to do. And it's important to know that this is a civil citation. It's not going to affect your driving history or anything like that. So, you know, it's $158. And, you know, a lot of people were complaining that a police officer actually needs to do this so they can see who's driving. Well, the problem, and we can do that. The problem with that is the ticket, when a police officer issues it, is double the amount. It's $258.
And as you and I and the mayor and the police chief and the former police chief and the police chief before that, and everybody, we've talked about this so many times, the basic problem we have in Pensacola is that people run red lights a lot, and there is no effective physical officer presence mechanism for making this work. And the cost would be prohibitive, the number of officers you need to task to it, just the issues of being able to prove that they were over the white line when the light was red, and then being able to catch them and all of the... The red light camera actually does this very effectively, very efficiently, and has issued a lot of, as you say, non-moving citations that don't go on your license.
Yeah, and I'm one of the officers that reviews these violations, and every violation is reviewed by an officer. So it's not like a police officer, a Pensacola police officer, has nothing to do with this, because they do. We have to approve them, and I'll do about 50 of these a day and throw out 3 or 4, 5, 6 of them for various reasons. I mean, if it's close, if it's something that could go either way, then I'm going to toss it out. But in this particular case, this vehicle was not even in the frame yet when the light turned red. It wasn't even close, and it was obviously that the violation occurred.
So have you talked, have you been in communication at all with Jacob Rockwell? Because he acknowledged as much with Channel 3 that it was, you know, not it, that, you know, he wasn't here, but the car was. At least that's what I remember. So he's admitted this. He's not denying that somebody else was driving the car. Have you communicated with him? Do we know anything about the process? I mean, what more do we not know?
There's going to be a hearing if he wants to go that route, or they can just, one of them can decide to pay the $158, and it's a dead issue at that point.
Oh, so he's refusing to sign the affidavit identifying the person who was driving the car?
I don't know that.
Oh, okay. But if he did, it would go against him, and if he identifies the person, it would go against the other person, and under the statute that you mentioned a moment ago, Florida law allows for pursuing him for the violation done with his authorization to use the car. Is that the short of it?
Yeah, it is. But when you say go against, it's important to know that it's not going to go against your license or anything like that. It's just a fine. That's all it is.
Okay, so when we talk about the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, that whole truth part is kind of important.
It's very important. Facts matter in the business that we're in.
Yeah, and a video can go mega viral and not contain the whole truth, and maybe when it did, it wouldn't be quite as exciting. All right, well, we'll continue in just a second. We're talking to Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. That's why I have waited to talk about this, because I wanted to, you know, do good journalism and get to both sides, which Channel 3 also did. So that's how I prefer to approach things. And by the way, I know that Jacob Rockwell and many others have arguments, constitutional questions, right to confront your accuser, presumption of innocence, and all that, which the courts can certainly handle. But the short version is that the police are there to enforce the law as it actually exists, which is what PPD has done in this case. Right, Mike?
Absolutely. You know, if people could see what we see, the horrendous crashes that are caused by this, the devastation to people and families that's caused by this, I think they might think a little bit differently about it. And, you know, suffice it to say that maybe many of these people that are complaining about it, and I understand the privacy issues and that sort of thing, may not have had a family member involved in something like this, but it's traumatic. It's, you know, traffic crashes are the biggest killer in the city of Pensacola, and the city of Pensacola, the police department, we're all trying to do something about it to make things better, to make our roads safer, and that's what this is about.
You know, and also just as a side note, editorializing, I was thinking, well, what could you do to avoid the problem of not being able to identify the driver? Well, I mean, you could just have a facial recognition software camera at the front side taking pictures of everybody on it, and I would think they would be more offended at that.
Let's start that.
Which really. Nobody's interested in doing, and the chief has even said he doesn't like, you know, Chief Winstrom has even said he doesn't like facial recognition software. So, anyway, it's an interesting one politically. You had some issues at Bayview Park with e-bikes?
Yeah, there's some reckless driving going on there. There's some, the people that live in that area that frequent the park have made complaints about the vehicles, the bicycles, if you will, going pretty fast. They're tearing up the grass or causing trails in the park, and so it's become a mess. And now the city has installed signage there, which prohibits any motorized vehicle in the park, and we're hoping that people will abide by those signs. And if not, we'll have to take it another direction. But we're going to educate people first if we see that those are violations going on, and let them know they're not supposed to be in there before we do anything else. You know, education is the key. A lot of people may not realize it. So we want to make sure they do, and if we encounter them a second time, then we may have to go a different direction. Hopefully we won't have to do that.
And even beyond what's going on in the parks and making sure that people don't do that, just worth reminding people that these very fast e-bikes above 750, whatever it is, watts, I think is the number, above a certain speed, these are not bicycles under Florida law. They are actually motor vehicles. They need to be licensed. You need to have a license, and you need to follow all the rules of where you drive those like you're driving it on a road, right?
Yeah, and there's some more coming down, I think, from Tallahassee, some more legislation, and I believe the city council is also looking at some more rules coming down the pike. So we'll have to see what happens there. But something needs to be done. The park needs to be safe for everyone that
Absolutely.
Goes there.
You had a burglary that was a little more interesting than the ordinary. What happened?
This is a burglary in the 400 block of Dittmar, which is a business. It's a warehouse. We were assisted by the sheriff's office canine unit. We do appreciate that. And they located the suspect inside. And when they located him, he didn't have any clothes on. We're not real sure what was going on with that. But he was arrested without injury or further incident.
So breaking and entering and disrobing would be the technical challenge here.
Well, we just have question marks above our heads sometimes when we encounter things like that and wonder what was going on. But it's not our job to completely figure that out, and we're just glad that there was no resisting or anything like that involved.
How certain are you this is not some latest TikTok challenge?
Well, we're not. I mean, we don't want to be the first one to start it, but I can't, you know, we don't know. We hope it's not.
Well, you know, I'll just leave it at that. So anyway, other things. Oh, the bright lights on the camera array that was by Vinyl on Garden and Palafox. What's the deal there? I saw the post. I saw the explanation. What's the story?
Well, they're blue lights. They're just indicating that it belongs to the police department. There's cameras there that's monitoring the intersection for traffic issues or pedestrian issues or just anything else that needs to be looked at in there. It's just identifying who that trailer belongs to and what it's there for.
All right, fair enough. Donut Strike for Mana, was it yesterday started officially?
So yesterday we were at Apple Market on Scenic Highway, and they still have a table there that's set up with all the items on it that we're looking for donations. But today we will be at East Hill Publix, and then Friday we will be at the Walmart on Creighton Road. And this is a great initiative that we're always involved in. We have a lot of fun with it, but it's a very serious issue getting this food together for folks that need it. And we are, us and the Pensacola Fire Department, we're glad to be a part of it every year.
I mean, I'm a big fan of Mana. I love that they do this. They've been doing it now for several years. Gosh, what, 7 or 8 at least, I think, something like that.
Oh, yeah, every bit of it.
Have you seen any fellow officers eat a donut?
No. Well, better not, because if I have to suffer, they got to suffer. I mean, this is torture.
Do you have an internal policy for discipline if a donut and a cop do come together, even inadvertently?
Then that's what's going to happen.
I'm sorry, I lost you there for a second. What's going to happen?
You know, we have that policy. If you see something, say something, and that's what's going to happen. Say it, all right.
Or if they eat something, you say something could be the way to go. All right, very good. Last, we always like to – oh, no, quickly. In California, I think you might have seen the story. I don't know. But they sent a drone in to a barricaded suspect who had a knife and was, I guess, threatening his own life. This drone had a magnet on it, electromagnet, I'm assuming, and it grabbed the knife out of his sleeping hands and rendered him harmless to himself so that they could go in and get him safely. Did you see this? Does PPD have a knife-grabbing drone magnet they can use?
Not at the moment, but I did see it, and that was pretty cool. The guy was asleep. When he's awake, it might be a different situation, but he was asleep, and they handled that perfectly. If you haven't seen the video, go to YouTube and take a look at it. It's very impressive.
Very good. Last thing we always like to do is a cop myth or a did you know. A lot of times in TV and movies or in ordinary conversation, somebody will say, well, you know, possession is 9/10 of the law, meaning that whoever's got the thing is, you know, almost certain to be able to retain possession of the thing. I suspect you have some thoughts about that phrase.
Yeah. I mean, we've made arrests before. Every officer down here can tell you that they find drugs in someone's pants pocket. They say, well, these are not my pants. That happens a lot. So, yeah, I'm plenty familiar with that.
And so if people have an illegal substance, possession can work against them. But if they have a stolen item, it does not do anything particularly for them that they have it in their possession. That doesn't settle the issue of property ownership, right?
Most likely, no.
Very good. What's that?
Most likely, no. But every case is different, you know.
It depends whether you're talking about a stolen laptop or, let's say, a purloined donut. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for putting up with my silliness. I appreciate you keeping us informed. We'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate that. And can I say one thing?
Yes,
we want to give a shout out to Alan Turner Hyundai, who just donated a large amount of money to us to purchase a new canine, and we do appreciate that.
Oh, nice. That's outstanding. Thank you for the heads up. I appreciate it. Talk to you soon, sir.